Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, Chair. I do thank you for giving me the floor at this stage. The Ostrava Declaration is undoubtedly an important political instrument, and this is something that will allow countries to implement the program in terms of delivering water and sanitation. It's also an important coordination instrument for various sectors that are involved in this work. Now, if we look at 2.6 in this declaration, in accordance with that, we have established a national focal point for the health sector who will be involved with communication work and will be the link between the work that we do on environment and health, and will link then with the ECE and with our national institutes that are recognized as being the implementing bodies in accordance with what was decided upon at the ministerial conference. So when we decided to appoint a focal point in this area, we also look then at the focal point that we have for the protocol for water and health. And here we thought it was important to keep the institutional memory within the ministry. And for that reason, we looked at having the same person as the focal point, because there's undoubtedly a link between these two things, the Ostrava Declaration and the protocol. Now, it seems to me that there are some countries that are thinking about ratifying the protocol, and it seems to us that, in fact, if you look at these two things together, if you look at the fact that you have the protocol and therefore you already have your national targets, then you're very well placed to start implementing the provisions of the Ostrava Declaration, and you are certainly ready to move forward to a package of measures that can be undertaken, and that would be of value in both areas. So I do think countries have to consider the one thing as an encouragement for the other. Thank you.